Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The United States has condemned the bombing of a hospital in Syria's northern city of Aleppo, which has killed at least 20 people, including children. The hospital was supported by Paris-based medical charity Doctors Without Borders. About 200 people have been killed in Aleppo in the past 7 days as the government forces backed by Russia fight to recapture rebel-held areas. The series of deadly airstrikes signals a near collapse of the internationally mediated truce reached in late February. The United States called the attack on the Aleppo hospital reprehensible in every possible way and urged Russia to use its influence to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. But U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, said Moscow is using Syria to test its modernizing military.
Despite Putin's pledged withdrawal from Syria, Assad's forces, backed by Russia, now appear poised to retake Aleppo. Meanwhile, advanced Russian military capabilities remain in Syria, enhancing Putin's ability to project power beyond the region.
The United States Pentagon has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42 people. Doctors Without Borders called the attack relentless and brutal. The airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz after Taliban militants had seized the northern city. A military report determined that the U.S. forces involved in the airstrike mistook the hospital for another compound that was serving as a Taliban headquarters. Officials have said the accident was caused by human error and that many chances to avert the incident were missed. This is VOA News.